Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Holter, dictating an endoscopy report on Gussie, Denmark. Date of birth 3/22/1964. Date of procedure November 10, 2023. Physician performing procedures, Evgenia Holter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Jason Rivera. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Next line, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication is anemia, comma, heartburn, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, family history of colon cancer. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period, a well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made in the duodenum mold, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophageal surgery. Retroflex view was obtained in the cardio period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam was normal period. A well lubricated Olympus video of colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or fasciolar cecal valve and complex with holds period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, iliac cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Boston Bell Prep score was 7, comma 2-3 for a total of 7. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one, at an upper endoscopy, number one, mid-esophageal yellow hue to the mucosa. This was biopsied to rule out any underlying abnormality, period. Next line, regular Z line at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, small sliding type hiatal hernia, 1 to 2 centimeters. Next line, Schatzky's ring, comma, widely patent. Next line, gastric erythema noted in the body and antrum. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity that appeared like Brunner gland hyperplasia. This was biopsied for histology. Otherwise, the duodenal sweep to D3 was unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy number one. The right side of the colon did have some sticky material. This was able to be lavaged and suctioned pretty thoroughly. Next line, there were 4 sessile diminutive descending colon polyps all removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 diminutive polyps in the rectum, both removed by cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an irregularity at the irregularity just above the dentate line. This could be evidence of a condyloma versus skin tags. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, non-bleeding. Next line, plan. Number 1, follow-up biopsy pathology. Number 2, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Number 3, recommend repeat colonoscopy. In 3 years, pending path. Next line, if there is evidence of condyloma, a patient may need to be referred to colorectal surgery for further evaluation.